This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Annette, and she has some peaches and plum trees that are oozing sap. Now, one thing I'm going to need you to do, and I'll explain both of them, is when you get a chance, I want you to look at where the sap is coming out from the plant. Now, there's okay. Two reasons why fruit trees will leak sap. One, there's a borer. Or two, it's a disease called, it's a canker called Cytophthora, and not Phytophthora, Cytophthora canker, right? So this happens commonly in peaches, plums, nectarines, cherry trees as well. So if it's an insect borer, you're going to see little like holes underneath that ooze. You can kind of see the hole in there. If it's a pest like that, you're more likely to be able to save the plant, right? Using some sort of systemic borer preventer, right? It's an insecticide. It won't like reverse the damage of what's already happened, but it will help with future infestations. Now, if there's no insects really in the plant, then you're looking more at that canker. That canker is irreversible. The canker will kill the plant. Okay.
Okay.
And this can happen for a number of things. You know, it can happen from just an injury from like a mower coming around and hitting it, and it opens up the door for this to happen, where this canker can happen. You know, if roots are exposed, or, you know, you're trimming some of the dead wood and it, you know, leaves a little bit of a spot, sometimes that, like, leaves a little bit of the stem there, that can affect it. The dead branches sometimes can be infected and then affect the rest of the plant. So there's a number of things that can happen.
Would soil, I have clay soil.
So the clay soil wouldn't
drain very well. Okay.
So that shouldn't do it. If you're worried about it draining very well in that area, there are products you can put down to help the area so it has a better drainage. There's a number of products out there. One product that you can get from Natural Alternatives is called sulfur from naturalalternative.com. So it's a sulfur product which helps break up trapped nutrients in the soil. But what it also does is helps break up some of that clay soil and allows, you know, the nutrients and water to flow through. You'll end up, if you have very compact soils, you're going to need to use it in multiple applications.
Okay.
Now, as far as, so say it is the second here, it's that canker, and you're removing the trees and starting over.
Yeah.
You can put them in the same areas, right? Oh. What I would look at doing, a lot of the times it's in the tree. It's not in the, soil, to it.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So, that's what I would be looking at. So, you know, I'd be saying, all right, maybe I can make sure it's taken care of a little bit more. I'm not saying that you didn't take care of it. These things just happen sometimes. But making sure that, you know, you're fertilizing in the spring and then in the fall.
Okay.
You're watering the trees at a regular basis so that they don't get into a drought-like state. We can't control Mother Nature, but we can control when we water, right?
Right.
So those are types of things that can help going forward. The other thing is if you're seeing on a plant like a dead spot of the tree, you know, where one spot is starting to turn brown, you know, cleaning it up, checking that branch and see if it is dead underneath, and if it is, removing it instead of just sitting there, because some of that dead, you know, it can infect the rest of the plant. So those are things to be looking at as well.
Okay.
You know, I would say that it's most likely going to be the canker, especially the way you're describing it.
I don't think I see the hole or whatever you said with the underneath the sap. You said if it was the borer, there would be like a hole under the sap or something.
Yeah, so you might see like a small hole underneath it on some of it. You know, everything I've seen, some will say that when the sap is the easiest, and it's usually in the spring that you'll be able to see through it because it's flowing the most, you'll be able to see if there's a hole behind it. And if there's a hole behind it, it's usually some sort of borer or something along those lines. You know, so that's, but it could be, you know, you're seeing, it could be a wound to the root system that's above the ground, or, you know, part of it. You just don't see like a small root that came up and that opened up the door for the pathogen, the insect, etc. So it could be coming that way as well. But I just based on, you know, what you've said, my thought process is it's most likely this canker, and your best bet would be to remove it completely.
Okay.
And then
just fertilize, well, fertilize the trees and then the new ones. Talking about new ones.
Yep.
Well, fertilize the trees and water them, you know, regularly.
So yeah, you know,
like,
so
stay on the healthy, more healthy side. They're not as likely to get the
yes.
canker.
Yes. Yeah, so, and keeping like the lawnmower or a weed whacker away from the base of it, or you know, if you know that type of thing. Because just small little nicks on the bottom of it can affect it. So if it's in an area where, say, it's in the lawn and you mow right up to it, mulch around it and pull like make a bed around it so nobody's going to hit it accidentally.
Right.
Healthy.
The canker, sap is like coming out of the branches. Too.
Yep.
So it's like throughout the whole tree now.
Yeah, so what happens is it's an opportunist, right? It finds an area that is the weakest, and then it will go from there and move out. It can even, like you said, come out of the fruit itself.
Okay.
So, you know, it's the thing about, you know, the majority of plants in general is when a plant is healthy, it's harder for it to be attacked by an insect or a disease because it is, you know, promoting, you know, health, right? So by fertilizing it, and so when you plant it, what I look for you to do is use a biotone starter from Espoma. So biotone starter has mycorrhizae in it, which is a beneficial bacteria that actually attacks your root system and makes it stronger and bigger. So that's what you would use to start it, right? And then I don't need you to sit out there with, like, Miracle Grow every 2 weeks. I'm talking more of, like, a granular, slower-release fertilizer for
like
your trees. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So use the Biotone starter when you plant it. Use the Tree Tone at half the rate in the fall, unless you plant it in the fall. If you plant it in the fall, just use the Biotone. And then that next year in the spring, you would use it at full rate and then half the rate in the fall and continue to do that year after year. And then with watering, go ahead.
Okay, I was going to ask you about the old trees, like removing them. Do they need to be like burned or like, I don't want to put it in the trash if it's going to go someplace that's going to spread it to another area or another tree, or it doesn't matter. It's not going to spread to another tree.
Well, so I wouldn't, put it in your own compost pile. I would cut it up and get it to like the trash. That would be fine. So that's what I would look to do myself. So as far as watering the plant, the watering, deeper waterings where you take the hose and you just put the hose on a trickle and leave it by the base of the plant for, a new plant like that, 20, 25 minutes, and just let it sit above the plant and soak into it. It's going to help it create more of a viable root system long term. So that's definitely how I would do the watering.
All right, before you go, I want to say thank you very much for all your information to help gardeners, because there's not another place to get this information. I really appreciate
you
doing this. Thank you very much.
Have a great one.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BearAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever. You're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Tegan is in Vermont.
Tegan, welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have a question about a jade plant. I have a very large jade plant. It's probably 3 or 4 feet tall and about that wide as well and very old.
Okay.
And it recently got what I think is mealybugs from Googling. It's kind of little tiny white puff balls like on the leaves and kind of where the leaves touch this to the stem and some on the trunk of the plant.
Yep.
Does that sound like mealybugs?
Yeah, it looks like a little piece of cotton almost.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, you do have the mealybug.
Okay, so what can I do about that?
Well, so mealybug, multiple things need to be done. You're going to want to try and wash the plant off with a soapy water. Uh-huh. Like using like a cloth, right? So that you can and really clean it up so that the majority of everything is on there. Now, from there, you would spray an insecticide on it. We can use a number of different things. We can use an organic like an insecticidal soap or a neem oil on it.
Uh-huh.
This is one
okay.
where you're going to have to do multiple times. This isn't just a one and done type thing.
Okay.
This is multiple times. So basically it's kind of like a multi-step process. What some people uh-huh. will do is, like I said, they will wash away the mealybugs, the ones that can easily be dislodged. And that's just go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, this thing is difficult. It did get on some of my smaller plants, and I could easily wash them off, but this plant is so big
yep.
that it takes, like, 4 people to move, and it can't really fit in the bathtub.
I understand.
If it was warm out, I could put it outside and use a hose or something.
Okay.
You know, I could try to clean it by hand.
Clean
them off.
Because one of the things... sorry. Here, one of the things that there is a suggestion of doing is using a rubbing alcohol to wipe
on. I read something about that.
To wipe on the mealybugs. So what it does is it not only kills it, but it usually removes them because you're wiping them. You want no more than the 70% of the alcohol on it. You don't want like the 100%. That could do some damage.
You don't have to dilute that. Use 70%.
Yeah, so you want to have the 70% of it. But so what you want to do to test it on your plant, just to make sure it's not going to affect the plant, take like a small section of it in like the corner, where it's underneath it, and test it on one of the leaves and see if the alcohol, affects it, right? So that's one way. The other thing, and more likely an easier thing to do would be to either use insecticidal soap or like a neem oil, because you can just take that with a spray bottle and just saturate the plant. And just cover everything. Do as much as you can to get underneath it, like underneath some of the leaves, everywhere. That's probably going to be your easiest way to do it. Now, if you wanted to, it's in your home, so it's one of those things where you kind of want to go organic. That's why I would say insecticidal soap or the neem oil, right?
Okay.
But if you were to, if you're saying, this is just too much for me, what can I do? There are some synthetic products. You could use eight. Eight from Bonide. It's a spray. Another thing I might look at doing to help prevent future breakouts is mixing into the soil some of the systemic houseplant granules. So the systemic houseplant granules will not only kill some of the mealybugs, but it will kill fungus, gnats, some whiteflies, some other things. So it's going to help as a preventative after you've sprayed everything. But those are some of the options. The organic's the way to go,
But is it okay to use the soap in the or the neem, just leave it on without, bring it to the
You don't have to wash it off. No, you want it to sit there. Okay.
And how long do I leave it on?
Hang tight with me.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Word is the U.S. and Russian negotiators are going to meet directly on Monday to discuss military exercises in Europe. According to a Reuters report, the conversations will center around Russia's continued presence along the Ukraine border. According to White House officials, they hope Russia and Ukraine will agree to restrict their military exercises and missile deployments in the region for now. An official adding they won't be discussing the U.S. limiting its troop deployments in NATO countries. President Biden and former President Barack Obama are paying their final respects to Harry Reid. The former Senate Majority Leader died on December 28th at 82. At a memorial service in Las Vegas yesterday, Biden remembered Reid as a man he said you wanted in your corner and said he would always have your back. You were listening to USA Radio News. The governor of California is now calling for what he says is the largest emergency response package in the nation as provided by any state. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom yesterday unveiling a $2.7 billion proposal to fight COVID-19 in the state of California. The funds in a state budget proposal would go to support hospitals, vaccinations, and more testing in the state. And if passed by the state legislature, the budget wouldn't take effect until July, but Newsom says it's still going to be needed then. An 8-year-old boy is alive after he fell from a 7th-floor window of a Florida apartment building, reportedly falling by accident yesterday morning at the complex in North Miami. The child survived the 7-story fall, but WPLG in Miami says he did suffer multiple broken bones, and he's still being treated at a local trauma center, but is expected to survive. And you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Tegan in regards to jade plant that had mealybugs. We were running right up to the break, so I apologize. I didn't hear what you were saying at the end there, so I want to make sure we help you out.
Oh, thank you. No, I was just asking, how many times should I spray it for how long?
So this is one where there's no set date of saying, all right, two applications are going to be good. A lot of these need to be done in every 7 to 10 day intervals, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So these are ones that you could end up doing 3-4 times. So that's kind of one of the reasons why I was saying using that systemic houseplant, because it's going to help with like future outbreaks. But again, this is not a, it's synthetic. I know you want to use the organic, but the benefit here is that it's a jade plant, so it's not being consumed. So that's a good thing. But that helps with a lot of the other insects attacking it for the future. Because what happens with a lot of plants is when they become weak because they've been attacked by one insect, other insects might start to show up, right?
Okay.
So basically, it's not just about it's not just about spraying them and then being done with it. What it is spraying them and then keeping that plant healthy, right? So you're going to continue to water like you normally would, but you might do some fertilization for this plant because it's just gone through something traumatic, right?
Okay.
It's being attacked. Now, just like you or I, when we get sick, we take medicine and we have soup, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we try to, drink lots of fluids. It's the same type of thing that we're doing for our plants. And so the healthier plant will most likely not be infected because it's stronger. That, inevitably sometimes it just happens.
Mm-hmm.
What I would look to do, was this plant grouped with others?
It's in a sunroom, and it's yeah, there are a lot of other smaller plants in the same area, including a lot of little plants that I, you know, grew from this one, you know, small date
yeah.
plants. There's a little bit of mealybugs in the other plants, not much. It's mostly on this one plant. The other plants I feel like I can easily clean, and it's not a bad situation. I do have some spider plants. Will mealybugs go on spider plants? I haven't seen any on the spider plants.
So if they're grouped together, they'll kind of move on anything, to be honest with you. So what I would do is I wouldn't be just taking care of that jade plant. I'd be spraying everything around it. And making sure it's taken care of. I know you said it's really hard to move. In an ideal situation, it's winter, so it's harder. But in an ideal situation, if you could move it, have it by itself and take care of it, you can do it multiple times. It doesn't seem like that's the case, so just make sure when you spray the jade each time, you're spraying everything else around it. Because, you know, one thing I always think about when it comes to insects in general is they come in stages, right? They're not just going to be that insect at all times. A lot of them will lay eggs and have future generations popping behind it. So we're trying to not just take the one that's there. We're trying to take the future away as well. So multiple applications because you might not have seen everything that was out, right?
Okay.
And so these sprays don't do anything for the insects that are in the soil waiting, you know, like even some of the other, like fungus gnats, et cetera. So that's why that systemic houseplant to me is very important as well.
Okay. How do they spread? Is it actually like a crawling insect? Is a puff like where the eggs are? Or what is it the bug actually look like?
So their life cycle, right, is each female will lay about 600 eggs. In like a small sack here. Then they kind of wander around the plant before they settle down to that, to become that cotton, right? So they start as like a little yellow nymph, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they move to that white cotton after the fact.
So there's an insect in the cotton there.
So that's basically the adult.
Okay.
So when you're seeing that like cotton look, that's your adult mealybug. You're getting, you know, you can see those easier because, you know, on a green, you know, bright green jade plant, white is going to stick out like a sore thumb.
Sure. Yeah.
Whereas sometimes like a pale yellow, which can almost fade into that green, you're not seeing as easily. So don't just look for those little white substance. Look in the rest of the plant. You might see some of those nymphs there. Again, they're like a light yellow, like a pale yellow color.
How long or how big?
They're not very big. They're small, but you can. Mm-hmm. They're small enough that you can notice them, but they're small enough to hide. If that makes sense.
Okay. All right. I think I might have seen one. And I'll try to clean off everything I can see. If I can't. By spraying it, will it still kill the little puffball?
Yeah, so
if I haven't cleaned it, it will. Okay.
So those that neem oil or the you could use an all seasons oil, either of those or like even the insecticidal soap, any of those three will. It's not just going to kill the adult. It's going to kill the nymphs underneath it as well. You just need to make sure you saturate the plant and.
Okay.
I know this is going to be harder for you because it's such a big plant, but try and spray underneath the foliage first. So see if you can take that spray and spray up underneath it.
Okay.
And then spray around it because sometimes it's just as they're crawling up to get to those areas, they can crawl right over it. Those nymphs can crawl over it. Then it gets into their pores and suffocates them.
Okay.
And
is it okay to swap between, like, the oil and the soap, or, you know, use one and the next week use the next? Or if I do one product, do I have to stick with the same product?
Well, so the thing about the oils is it doesn't, like, build up, the insects don't build up, like, immunity to it. So using the same would be fine. What I might look at doing is take a look after the first 7 to 10 days. And if it's still out of control, then switch to another one. But if you've noticed that it's working, continue on with the same.
Okay.
Okay, because, again, they're in different stages. It's not all just that adult, so, you know, some of them could just be moving up. Some could be, have been eggs, and at that, you know, seven-day mark where the oil is kind of burned off, if you will, they can just freely come up. That's, you know, so we got to, so that's why the multiple applications is important, and building on from there.
Okay. Somewhere I read about spraying alcohol on them, rubbing alcohol. Is that?
I mean, you could. It's probably, again, you just need to make sure it's under the 70%.
Okay.
Because I know I've seen it, some of the rubbing alcohols now you can actually buy in like a spray bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
So that might be like just as easy. That alcohol, so what they, you know, it's interesting. In the past, what it used to be was soak a cotton ball or a Q-tip and basically wipe the mealybugs, right? But for now, we've gotten into, you can actually spray some of this alcohol. But what I would do, again, is check a small area on the bottom first. You know, somewhere that if that area gets, like, it burns, it's not going to affect the rest of the plant. You test it. Let it sit for a bit. See if it burns the leaves. If it burns the leaves, obviously don't use it. But if it doesn't, then you can use it from there.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And again,
thank you very much.
The biggest thing at the end for the jade plant is just after you've taken care of the mealybug, just giving it something back.
Okay.
Right? Some fertilizer. Just like you could use like a succulent fertilizer. Something that doesn't have a lot of, you know, food to it, but it has something giving it back. Anytime anything is infected, giving something back, the plant will then, you know, start to get stronger and build up its immunity towards those insects as well.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you just a very quick question. There was a little bit of the mealybugs on this strawberry begonia. I know they don't like the leaves wet, but should I treat that one the same by spraying it?
Yes. It's... It's tough, right? Because everything you know says don't get them saturated, etc. This is an oil that will sit on there, but it's not going to rot, right? The oil is not going to turn to the water, where if water sits, it can rot the leaf or the sun hits it, etc. This is one where it's going to absorb into the plant and you should be all right.
So for the strawberry begonia, it doesn't matter which of the products you talked about. It's
yes.
Okay to spray the leaves. Okay, all right.
Yep, and again, on that one, so all plants are different. It, you know, if you're going to use the spray of alcohol, spray a small spot on any, each individual plant. Don't just
test
assume
it.
That one of them, it works on one, it's going to work on others.
Okay, good
so
point.
So it's just one of those things where, you know, plants have different feel that, if it hits it with one thing, it might affect it more than another plant. So just a small test spot, and if it works, awesome, have at it.
Okay.
Okay? And, you one final thing, and I was just thinking about this as we were kind of wrapping up. If you have some of the plants that really aren't affected, right, that are close, I would still spray them, but I might move those if they're easier, right? Maybe across the room or, you know, a little bit further away from it. So we can almost, I used the word earlier in the first hour, quarantine. We're used to that word now.
Yeah.
We're quarantining our plants. And so if you can just, if there's a group of them, these all have them, quarantine those because we know that jade's hard to move. Let's get some of the smaller ones that we can move that are okay, spray
away
those.
From it.
And as the plants, the smaller plants that are around it, become more and more healthy, if the big jade has more mealybug or has something, move those plants away so that it's not trying to move them from one plant to the next.
Okay. Excellent.
All righty.
Appreciate all the help.
No problem. Well, good luck. This is it's a very common insect at this time of year, so I'm actually really glad you called. We could go in more depth about it because there's a number of people out there who I know have the same issue, but are listening and they didn't call. So I appreciate you calling because this is perfect to be talking about this time of year.
I've had these plants a long time and it's kind of suddenly just took over. So I really appreciate your help.
No problem. And we'll just chalk it up as 2021 is even though it's 22, but 2021 did this to us.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it started last year. So.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And that mealybug, it's one of the harder ones to take care of. You need to do it a few times, but it is common, especially, you know, when we're bringing our plants in, we're grouping them, and you're trying to create that humidity for each other, for the plants. It just happens. This is the time of year. So it goes back to that article we talked about in the newsletter, right on there. Keep this for next January, February. These are things to be looking at and what you can be doing. If you have some questions, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Bonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Bonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Bonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and it will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect launch started this weekend.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Tom's in Stoughton.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I was driving over to my son's house a couple of months ago, and I noticed one of his neighbor's lawn was beautiful, was green, turned completely yellow. And then a couple of houses down, the same thing, another neighbor's lawn, not completely yellow. And then my son's house, he had a large patch that turned yellow. And I asked him about it, and he says, oh, a lot of the neighbors have this, but it turns back to green in the summer. What is this disease, and what can they apply on it?
When you say it's summer, do you mean spring?
Yeah, in spring, yeah. It was
okay, because yeah. So sometimes there are, it's not considered a disease, so that's the reason why I ask. So sometimes there are some lawns out there that will stay green throughout the year, and then in August, when the heat hits, you know, even into July,
right.
There is a grass out there that kind of goes dormant, turns yellow, goes to brown.
Only infections are most lawns.
Yep. No. And so, it's not a grass that is specifically in a grass seed mix. It can be in one area, and then it goes to seed form and blows into another area. And so sometimes it is just the seed that is hitting it that's causing this, because there is a type of grass that goes dormant.
Grass.
Yes, exactly. So without looking at it and seeing that, that might be step one to take a look and see if it's a different style grass that is affected in those areas.
It is not.
Okay. So that's one aspect of it. The other aspect could be, you know, grubs in some of those areas. It could be, if it's a light color, sometimes, especially this year with the amount of rain we had, it could be a fungus in the lawn. So one product to use for any type of lawn fungus is a product called Infuse from Bonide. So Infuse comes in multiple styles. It comes in a granular form. So you can buy it in like a 7.5-pound bag. Then it also comes in a ready-to-spray so that you just attach it to the hose and you can spray the entire lawn over it. It does a number of different diseases. Can do up to, it says, on the package, 32 different diseases. So depending upon how bad it is how often you spray it. So if it's, usually in those areas, it could be like a copper spot or a, the brown patch. Those are usually, you would apply this every 14 days. But that being said, the thing about a disease like that, if this is consistently happening year after year at the same time, there's a way to prevent it. And that's by using the same product, just at the lowest rate listed, but a couple weeks prior to when this application normally would happen. So just as an example, say we know that August 1st it happens every year, right? This is what happens. August 1st, it always happens. We would then go about 3 to 4 weeks prior and start the process using the low rate and putting it over that area to help prevent it from becoming a larger outbreak, right? So that's what I would look at doing. The other thing is the amount of rain that we had this year caused a lot of these funguses to happen when the heat and humidity kind of hit us in August.
Maybe interrupt. It happens every year, not just this year.
Okay. So that goes back to the prevention, right? By using this product as a preventative based on knowing when it happens each year. Because the long-term effects, if you do nothing, it's just going to spread and come back. Whereas if you at least try to take care of it ahead of time, then you're going to have to use it during the periods of time because it will show up. It's not going to prevent all of it, but it will prevent the majority of it and slow it down. And that's what we're looking to do. And then from there, get into the fertilization program and make the lawn healthier, the roots healthy, and continue
okay,
that
thank
way.
You. Thank you.
Okay? Thanks, Tom. Have a great one. All right, we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.